It's called Forsaken, Life in the Emergency Room. Death silently surrounds, as misery ambiguously abounds, while the blood still trying to stay in the floor, unrelinquishing pain does roar from the holes of the bullet stone, as screams from abused children sound. Employees' pressures begin to rise, as a heroin addict hides beneath the drug-induced guise, and the father of a dying child wails. Partially severed limbs from traumatized bodies flail, while SUD patients plead before threatening to assail. And the doctor of the dying child has their head fried. Multiple scans are taken of an infant body who's been violently shaken, causing the blood from the brain to seep. The crack mother for their own child won't move. With the alcoholic in their own urine and vomit sleep. But it's just another day in the life. An emergency department.
Next up, we have Simon Deasy.
My mother told me this week that my grandfather was on O'Connell Street, he was 12, for the 1916 riot. So that night I went out and saw my generation come to life over something to this poem I saw. It's called The Burning Bin. There is a metal bin in the centre of the city that I live in. It is about 4 feet high and it has the dimensional ratios of a tower block. And last night it burned. I witnessed it. A flowing mass of poppy red flame reached from within it, rooted, rolling, recoiling, rearing then again, writhing, bleeding itself into the cold October night. I thought I saw a soul rising and a crack showing to receive as it crackled below with a thin sound like echoing shots, and it made men crazy like dogs under thunder. And a few ran around to the downwind side and returned again to delirious cheering and the hand and the kiss. And there was dancing and leaping and bucking of other men demented, intent on disproving death, dousing it with life, while women yelped and yipped like frenzied seagulls, hacking at a street cleaner's machine, attacking it while it rolled slowly up O'Connell Street, within dawn's wake, while timid light tiptoes and the engine's hum falls on the walls of the GPO and flops back again, while the sun goes on up, slowly rising, leaving behind the gull's shrill screams. I sat in my alley on an electric box, watching. I listened for the rest of it, looking away to the wall 4 feet from me and my fists full with food. I heard the seething retreat and an engine that shook the earth and the body of it quieten and seemed to surrender tenderly, finally. And I heard breath slow and then singe itself willingly. I couldn't finish all that they gave me, so I bundled it up and carried it through the thinning crowd, sane again. A woman in a tight, short dress and high, high heels went to its shell, ripped open on one side, the inside glowing grey, and she threw paper to its heart and shouted, "Hey, hey, come on, let's get it going again." But no one helped, not even her guide, for it felt as if it was all that we wanted to do. Then she calmed and stepped back and guided the guy to a cab and a driver that she would teach all about Reiki and her niece's smile and the owner's old haggling and the wedding band's fee and being free from her car loan and Chardonnay's percentage and the burning bin that burns and may still burn again and how shit the song he has on sounds from the back of his sweet car where draped over her fiancé's side she's finding herself enveloped again by the hell and the heaven of 2011.
Thanks, Brendan. Just a reminder, it's 1 pound each for the open mic, and next can we please welcome Faye Bowman. This is Domestic Goddess. Queen of pudding, she dumplings her casseroles, croutons her soups, makes loaves and fishes of nature's seasonal offerings, turns water into elderflower wine, or formica shines as chrome appliances mock or surrender to shapelessness, her form reflected like a cherry on an enormous muffin. Through steely eyes, she remembers stick legs pedaling, spokes frizzing, freezing, as hair flapped like sheets in the wind, wolf whistles cheering her on.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Faye. And can we please welcome Seamus Harrington next?
Thanks, Jennifer.
Stalker. I stalk the alley to and fro each day. My evil eye betrays a clear intent. My spring is high enough to reach my grave. These lethal plants are known as my cachet. My primal needs do not entail consent. I stalk the alley to and fro each day. At every chance I strike without delay. And when I do, they'll not require a stent. My spring is high enough to breach my prey. This broken thrush was doing a slow sachet. Unlike the other 99%, I walk the alley to and fro each day. I've yet to taste the hooded crow's dismay. He scans the lane before each rare descent. My spring's not high enough to reach that prey. Oh yes, I draw a blank some weeks, but hey, I never show a sign of discontent. But stalk the alley to and fro each day. My spring is high enough to reach my prey.
Thanks very much, Seamus. Next up we have Ophelia and Queen.
About an obscure medical condition called Parry-Romberg syndrome, and this disease literally half a person's face just spontaneously just decays or atrophies for no reason. Unknown medical science to why this happens. A sudden apoptosis. Half the face just surrenders as if the nerves, temporal, zygomatic, buccal, marginal, cervical, declared redundant. Telling it to half the smile, strangers notice, half the eyebrows, officially close, half the features pass through generations, improve their structure of their bones that don't know their bone shapes anymore, and have nothing left to do, try to rebuild.
And after one night we have here is brilliant. Next up, can we please welcome Joe Healy?
The previous panel, this is about cats and cat size. If poetry is inanimate, I say she's a cat who adopts you, the untamable underdog. At your peaceful, empty backyard of years, suddenly a feline appears, with spells and pointy ears, still wet from denial. You become her mummy, milk in a bowl, seeing, demanding more. She hunts at dusk and dawn, drops dead mice at your door, where Tom calls and keeps her sleep. She gets indoors under your skin, swapping identities, you metamorphose to puss. Travel Wordsworth's fields for 3 years. Finally, whittled down to skin and bone, you find a cottage. Adopt a poor innocent owner who does not know what lies ahead.
Thank you, Joe. Next up, please welcome the excellent Louis Mulcahy.
When I was 13, we moved from Wexford to Limerick and we lived on the banks of the Shannon. And this one's about a place we played around all my teenage years. Cashlawn na Garonne, which we knew as the Monk's Castle. I should have been alerted then to lights and consequence. As paddling Indian style, we rode away to nowhere. Bowling up the Shannon, running rapids down, capsizing in falls. No life vest then, but cinder boots, for fear of otters on the russet reed banks. Before the castle's stony floor and smell of monks, far across the lax weir from mill rates and railroad huts, came to house our fantasy, when we made skipper music, and dreamed dreams of future pain, while washboards rasped and steel strings strummed above the booming tea chest face. That castle floor enticed succeeding waves of teenage lads to scale from rocking angling cots up to a narrow door built centuries before damned Ardna Crush's stone river. We knew there must be treasures there below the cut stone floor, but how we knew had faded in the mist. Like so many dreams that sent us seeking, finding paths all leading nowhere, but so exciting on the way. That floor resisted shovels, pickaxe, bent crowbar, all summer 59. Then we moved on to higher things, let others climb the wall. Some strong successors succeeded in the search. They broke through in a corner, found no hoard. There was nothing in the mud. There never was. But like us, they found a throne whose value went unnoticed at the time.
We've had such great luck to have people come from all over Munster to be here tonight and abroad, as in outside of Munster is abroad. I've become a true Corkonian. Our final poet this evening is a former guest poet of the O'Neill Open Mic, Rab Urquhart.
Chinese I Ching, or Book of Changes, is the oldest system of divination known in the world. I was going to do a poem and then a brief exposition on the Book of Changes, but we've no time. So, I'll do the poem. Hexagram 48, the well. Uncovered well, moon reflects, old bucket, frayed rope, trawls and draws a draft off a go. Thank you. Good night.
Thanks very much. Okay, thanks everyone. Books are still for sale at the top for very reasonable prices. Thanks for making a great evening. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.